Hello, Samobin. This is Michael with Relentless Heart. I do hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. It looks like Samobin to me, so please forgive me if I'm not pronouncing it correctly. I feel compassion towards you, Samobin. As soon as I saw your message, I can tell that your heart is hurting and that you're experiencing anxiety and a lack of peace and torment in your mind. And I, even though I'm on my way, literally, I'm on my way to India right now. I am going to be unavailable a lot. I'm actually flying to India to get married, and I'm flying out tonight. But I thought I could try to send you a recording while I'm on the road and just introduce myself and to pray for you as well. The great news is, Samobin, I have tremendously good news for you. No matter what you've been through, and what I mean when I say no matter, I mean no matter. I've been doing this for 3.5 years, and I've heard from people from around the world, and I've heard some unbelievable stories of things people have had to go through, things people have done to themselves, or things that other people have done to them. And I can assure you of this, there's nothing too dirty. There's nothing too difficult. There's nothing too crushed. There's nothing too broken. There's nothing too shameful. There's nothing too dark. There's nothing too hard at all for the Father in heaven to redeem, which means to take the garbage out of our hands and turn it into something beautiful, something that can be used to bring glory to his name in the kingdom. If you've gone through something difficult, Samobin, I tell you, this is the place where you find God's help. The Bible says that the Lord is near the brokenhearted, those who are crushed in spirit. If I can just get you to understand two things. Okay, number one, help is absolutely guaranteed from the Father. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, no matter what's been done to you, help is available. We have a God who can provide relief and who can send help from heaven under any circumstances. Okay, so you have to, number one, you have to know that. This is called faith, Hebrews 11:6. It says in the Bible, in chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, it says, it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone that comes to him must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Samobin, I have experienced a tremendous amount of pain and difficulty at the hands of other people and at the hands of my own self. And I can tell you that God has blessed my life so much after going through so much darkness. There were so many times when I could have never imagined the life that I'm now enjoying because of the Lord Jesus Christ's faithfulness to me. And his blessing came in my heart first. And now some of my circumstances are starting to change. And I just want you to know, God can absolutely do this for you. Okay, so that's number one, okay? Number two is to realize that in order to get God's help, you must respond to him according to his truth. This is where so many people get lost. They get themselves in a real mess. Their life has fallen apart. They've made terrible mistakes, or other people have made terrible mistakes against them. And then they get to the point where the consequences are so bad. The mental anguish is so bad. The circumstances are so bad. The terrors in their heart are so bad. They get very anxious to get God's help, and they want to try to find help from any person or any place they can, and God usually is the last resort. They run to God. God, give me help. Give me help. Okay. The problem is, there's so many people that have so many different ideas about how to get God's help, but there's really only one correct way. And so I can't explain to you enough in this recording how important it is that you commit to seeking God on God's terms. So Mobin, I have no idea what your background is. You didn't give me any details to work with. So I don't know where you're from. I don't even know if you're a man or a woman. I don't know if you are already a follower of Jesus or if you're from another religion. I don't know. But I can tell you this. There's only one true God, the great I Am, the holy God of the Holy Bible. And there's only one way to that God, the only God. And that is through His only Son, Jesus Christ, who died on a cross, shedding His blood so that you and I could have our sins forgiven, which have separated us from God. The purpose of the Jesus Christ being sent into the world was to reconcile you and I, to bring us back into right relationship with God the Father. That's how much God loved us. We're like little children that ran off and started to act foolish. And we got all filthy. And then we came running to the King and said, "Oh, look, Daddy, here we are. Give us a hug. Give us blessings. Invite us to eat at your table." And He says, "Oh, you cannot come and eat at my table. You're filthy. You've gone outside and gotten yourself all messy." And so you must realize the Bible teaches the only way to come to God is through Jesus Christ. And then you have to come to Jesus Christ through faith and through obedience to His words. It's that simple. Hold one second. Sorry about that. So Samobin, it's this simple, okay? The Christian life is very simple. Jesus Christ taught in John 7:17, if anyone chooses to do God's will, which is to obey the teachings that He brought to us in the Bible, like starting in Matthew 5:6-7, the Sermon on the Mount. If anyone chooses to obey these commands of Jesus, they will find out, meaning they will experience, you will have a spiritual experience that the God of the Bible is the one true God, that Jesus Christ is the living Son of God, the all-powerful anointed one who loves you, who died for you, and who can turn everything that's happened to you around for your good and for His glory. Now, you don't have to get everything perfect, but you have to begin to diligently seek God according to His ways. And the only way to learn His ways is to get in the Bible, starting in the Gospels, and to go through them. But I want to share something with you that might make it a little easier for you. You perhaps have already seen a few of my videos and know that I've written a book called the John 7:17 Challenge. You don't have to buy it, but I have put it on there for free via audio recordings. And you can also subscribe at relentlessheart.com. I would encourage you to do that. Now, here's what I want to recommend to you. But I would recommend that you go to relentlessheart.com to click on the challenge page, which is a tab at the top of the website at relentlessheart.com, and begin with the very first message and start going through all those audio recordings. Samobin, I spent 2 years writing this book, and I've put in that book the very best of personal stories and illustrations to help people know how to get God's help and how to have His presence in your life by putting the teachings of Jesus Christ into practice. And I make it very practical. And I will tell you, the book is starting to really change people's lives. It's not me. It's not my book. It's just the Spirit of Christ. And it's God's word that He called me to teach. And I've put it in such a way that it's simple. So I can't tell you how important it is. If you have some immediate questions, Samobin, and you're struggling with something in particular, I want to encourage you to email me back and share the particulars of your story, and perhaps I can encourage you specifically in a certain area. But nonetheless, that will only be temporary help You need to start at the basics, and you need to know this: God will help you. God will help you. He will help you, and He will show Himself faithful to you. I promise you, if you will show Him that you want to take Him seriously, God will show you that He loves you and He's faithful to you, and He can help you no matter what you've been through. He's a God of all power. He's a God of all grace. So God has the power to completely change your entire life, your health, or to give you the grace, which is the enabling power, invisible power from God, to live in whatever circumstances He has called you. He will not fail you. We are the ones that are unfaithful, and we have a devil who tries to distract us. We have false teaching, which confuses us. We have all kinds of obstacles in our flesh, all kinds of obstacles in other people that serve to try to keep us away from the truth of God, because the truth of God brings life. You will become sanctified, set apart, made holy, blessed. Jesus Christ offers these things. He offers you rest for your weary soul. Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Jesus taught, "Come to me, Samobin, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." I have it. I have this rest, Samobin, and you can have it. It took me a long time to get it because I didn't have anybody to teach me how to really start putting the teachings of Christ into practice. But I have that supernatural rest. God also provides supernatural provision. Matthew chapter 6, 31 through 34. Jesus Christ promises, if you'll seek first His kingdom, meaning obeying His commands, loving God, and doing what He asks you to do, then God will bless you with your needs being met, whatever your needs are. He promises. Then God provides freedom from sin. John chapter 8, 31 through 36. Jesus Christ will set you free from any and all darkness and sin in your life so that you don't have to be a slave to unrighteousness. You don't have to be a slave to bad thoughts. You don't have to be a slave to your flesh. Then Jesus Christ offers contentment so that you feel so satisfied and fulfilled in your heart. This is John chapter 4, 13 through 14, where Jesus says, "Whoever drinks this water," which is Him and His words, "will never thirst for anything in the world, and indeed that water will become in them a spring of life, a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And then Jesus also promised peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that goes way beyond circumstances. That's John 14, 27. And then Jesus also promised an abundance of answered prayers and fruitfulness, godly fruitfulness in your life. This is John 15, 5 through 8. And finally, Jesus promised a joy that is so fulfilling and so complete. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced or that you can find outside of Him. What I just described to you is known as the abundant life. These are the promises that Jesus Christ gave to anybody that will put their heart and their faith and their trust. Anyone. If anyone comes to Him, He will give them the right to be sons and daughters. If anyone chooses to do God's will, if anyone is weary or burdened, come to me and I will give you rest. Jesus Christ offers you the invitation, Samobin, to come to Him and to receive peace in your heart. The Christian life, although it is experienced by so few Christians, is the most amazing life you can live. It's the most happy, joyful. It's difficult at times, without a doubt. There's suffering. We have to suffer with the sufferings of Christ. We have to overcome the flesh. We have an enemy in the devil. We have persecution that we have to endure. We have difficult circumstances we have to endure. But my dear friend, I can tell you this, that Jesus Christ can be with you in all of that and bless you tremendously. So please go to the website and start going through these teachings that I've shared with you. And by all means, email me back specifically about what your situation might be. And you'll just have to give me probably a little bit of time because I'm going to be flying for a lot. And then I'm getting married the day I land. So I'll be distracted. Obviously, I'll be on my honeymoon. And I just want to pray for you now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, I thank you so much for Samobin reaching out. Lord, I thank you that you directed your cherished son or daughter, as you do all of us, to come to the website to get help. I thank you that you know Samobin by name. I thank you that you have a plan and that you will overcome. If Samobin will come to you, you will overcome every single difficulty. I just pray that you bless Samobin with deep understanding and guidance by your word. And Lord, bring peace. Bring the peace. Bring the understanding. Bring the help. Bring the grace. Bring your faithfulness. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for all these things. May it be done in your name. I believe you, Lord. Amen. Samobin, may God bless you. May God bless you. Thank you for reaching out. Put your eyes on him. And send me a recording so I can know better how, or rather an email or a recording. It doesn't matter either way. And tell me more about your story and how I might be able to help you. Okay? God bless you. Bye-bye. Hello, Samobin. Good morning. This is Michael sending you a message from India. I'm so sorry that I haven't been able to respond to every one of your emails. I wanted to get back to you. Thank you for answering my questions. And sister, I want to encourage you, first of all, in your very first message, you spoke about the torment that you're under from demons and the mental anguish and all of that. And the first thing I want to do is I want to let you know that there is absolutely guaranteed victory for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's call it 1,000%. With God, all things are possible. There's absolute guaranteed victory for you, okay? The key to this is faith, obedience, and patience. Three things. Number one, God does not honor people or prayers that are not backed by faith that God can do what you're asking. Now, God doesn't do everything that we ask because not everything we ask is in accordance with his will. So if I ask for something outside of God's will, he's not going to answer my prayer, okay? But is it God's will for you to find rest for your weary soul? Is it God's will for you to find rest from the demons that are tormenting you? The answer is absolutely yes. And so the Bible says this is our confidence. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. This is our confidence. That if we ask anything, okay? So does that include your situation? If we ask anything according to God's will, we know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know we have from him what we have asked of him. The second factor is timing. God doesn't always answer our prayers. In fact, rarely does he answer prayers when we think he will or when we want him to. So it takes patience. Patience is the road to faith. It's what proves faith. If I ask God for something right now and he gives it to me immediately, and every time I ask God for something, he gives it to me immediately, how will I ever develop strong faith in God? Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. So if every single time I ask God for something, how would God be pleased? It would only be obvious. It would be so easy. There would be no strength in my faith. You see? But when I have to pray and pray and pray and pray and wait and wait and wait, it develops faith in God. So again, faith, you believe God. Obedience, Obedience is the key to God's favor, God's blessing, God's love, God's protection, God's rest, God's joy, God's peace, all of the life to the full elements is obedience to his words. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you were calling yourself a Christian and you were withholding forgiveness from somebody or yourself. God might be pleased to turn you over to the tormentors. Go read Matthew chapter 18, starting in verse 21, okay? The parable of the unmerciful servant. And you'll see at the end, I think it's like verse 34, 35, you'll see that Jesus Christ says, and the master turned the man over to the tormentors to be tormented until he should pay back all that he owed. I see people being tormented by demons. We even have a family member. My wife has a sister who is currently being tormented by demons. They don't touch her, but they terrify her and they speak to her and she can hear them audibly speaking. They thought it was schizophrenia. They took her to people to have demons exorcised out of her. She doesn't have a demon in her. She's the kindest, lowliest, most humble girl I've ever met in my entire life. And yet she's being tormented by demon voices. Okay? There's all kinds of ways we knew that they were evil spirits that are tormenting her. But we have been praying for her and we've been asking her all kinds of questions. What doors have you opened? You know, and we discovered most recently that they started to come after she started to withhold forgiveness from herself. And she felt condemnation and shame towards herself for not going to church for a long time, for not reading the Bible for a long time. And she started to think very badly of herself. And shortly after that, she started hearing these voices. And now the voices have been tormenting her for a few years. And they're with her all the time, except for when I show up. We noticed that when I showed up here for the wedding, the voices went away. When I went to visit her at her house, the voices went away. So we see they go away when I show up, the light overcoming the darkness. So we've been praying for her, but God is using this, okay, to teach this precious sister of ours to learn how to cry out to God. This poor girl has been so oppressed by the culture and by her religious upbringing, that she doesn't know how to do anything other than to pray these very long, verbose, mindless prayers. It's not coming from the heart. She doesn't even believe that God will answer her prayer. She doesn't even believe she's worthy to talk to have a father in heaven who loves her. She did not have an earthly father at all to love her. He was abusive. He was distant. He ignored her. She doesn't know what it means to call on a loving father. So she doesn't know how to cry out and ask God for help. So Persis, my wife and I have been trying to coach her and teach her, you've got to cry out to God and ask God for help, and you have to have the faith. These voices are telling her, we're always going to be with you. We're never going to weigh. There's no way you can get rid of us. They curse her. They tell her all kinds of horrible things, and she hears them, and she's terrified. And so I just want you to know that I know your experience is real, okay? The key to getting out of this is finding out what door have you opened to allow this to happen. You mentioned the occult, that you went to search gurus. That's an open door. You must repent and confess your sin. Father, I have sinned greatly against you. I went in search of knowledge apart from your spirit. I sought knowledge unknowingly from the devil. I went and aligned my thinking with the thinking of the devil. Forgive me, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And you have to believe in faith, sister, that God will do this. But you must confess those sins of turning to the occult for information. And you must renounce. Say, Satan, I renounce all ties to you. And you need to say, Satan, you were defeated at the cross of Jesus Christ, and you are defeated in my life by my faith in Christ. And you confess your sins. The Bible says, humble yourself and submit yourself to God. So you do this first. You submit yourself to God. Father, I have sinned against you. And tell him what you've done. Confess your sins to him, okay? Confess, I did this, I did this, I did this. Whatever the Holy Spirit brings to your mind, confess it and say, now, God, forgive me. The Bible says in 1 John, it says, God is faithful and just. And if we confess our sins, He will forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So believe that God will cleanse you of all unrighteousness and confess this sin to Him, okay? And God will forgive you. Let me know what else you've participated in or what other questions you have. You mentioned a question about if we pray enough for our family members, will God save them? Okay, God already knows who's going to be saved and who's not. God already knows from before time began who would receive His message and who would not. You and I do not pray, but just because we pray does not mean that somebody will come to faith in Christ, because each person has to choose. Jesus taught in John 7:17, if anyone chooses to do God's will, if anyone chooses to do God's will, you see, He will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. So Jesus' invitation is to those who are weary and burdened. Not everybody feels weary and burdened. Samoban, a lot of people just feel comfortable in this life and they think that their life is best lived the way they define it. And they don't get it. They don't get it. Sister, be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, obedience, and patience. Let me know what other questions you have and what you're experiencing, and I'll be glad to pray for you and help you. My wife and I will sit down and pray for you this morning again, okay? I promise. Be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bye-bye.